Jesus, you don't choose your race. Your race is marked out for you. So, Pastor, my life's a lot tougher than that guy's life. Well, guess what? You have your race. He has his.
This is Straight Talk.
Thank you for listening to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Halleck. I'm your host today. I'm here with Senior Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church here in Chicago. Pastor Mark, what a powerful series. Don't stop believing. You've got us now here in Hebrews chapter 12, second half of a message called Running with Winning Faith. And we talk about how our faith journey really is a race. Last time you talked about getting rid of the things that catch us up and entangle us. And today you're talking about how to keep going. And what is at the heart of how we keep going?
You know, it's called perseverance. All of us want to quit at times. There's not a single believer here that hasn't wanted to quit. Just throw it all in and say, you know, forget this. It's too hard. It's too long. I'm discouraged. I'm tired. I'm out of breath. I just want to quit. And this passage is reminding us that this key word, perseverance, which means I do what I know is right to do even when it's hard and I don't feel like it. That's a sign of maturity. And Joshua, I'm convinced that there are so many believers out there that are not winning in the faith race because they have stopped on the sideline when it's hard. And so I want to encourage someone right now today that you say, you know what, I'm tired of obeying. I've forgiven this person over and over, and I feel like now I just want vengeance. Or I'm tired of staying in this marriage that I've stayed in for a long time, and I felt like God wants me to stay in it and be faithful, but I'm just sick and tired of it. Or I'm tired of really giving and paying my tithes when I'm struggling financially. Whatever your struggle may be, I want to challenge you by the Spirit of God today to say, keep persevering. It's the only way that the faith race is won.
Yeah, that's a good challenge to us. And the text points us to focus our attention on the Lord Jesus who ran before us. I know I've run races, I've run next to people, and I've run alone. And I always run better when there's somebody else who's running with me, somebody who's setting the tone. And Christ is that one for us who's He's gone through every sacrifice known to mankind, and he's endured.
He is the one that we fix our eyes on. And not only as the author and perfecter of our faith, but the one who came before us. And so that's just a reminder today to us, Joshua, and to everybody that's listening. Come on, come on, get your eyes off the circumstance. Focus on Jesus.
This is Hebrews chapter 12, Running with Winning Faith. Let's get right into that text.
You see, Moses is saying, hey, I've run it. I've run it. Isabel, it's your turn now. In fact, I have a few of these batons, and while I'm preaching today, while I'm speaking, what I want you to do is I want you to take these batons, and I want you to hand them to the person next to you and whisper. Don't say it out loud. I don't want to hear this throughout the whole service. I want you to pass it to the guy next to you, person next to you. I want you to say, it's your turn now. It's your turn now. You see, when you pass it to the person next to you, what you're saying is, hey, I've run the race. It's your turn now. And I want you to imagine the saints that have come ahead of you saying, it's your turn now. It's your turn to run the race. I've run it. Now it's your turn. Okay. Now, the writer of the Hebrews goes on to tell us what else needs to be done with our faith. Not only does winning faith cast off baggage and doesn't get entangled, winning faith also is committed to press through to the finish line no matter what. Notice what it says in the latter part of verse 1. Not only do we cast off the sin that so easily entangles, it says, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I want you to notice this word perseverance. You see, the word perseverance is found in verse 1. It's the same root word that's found also in verse 2, where it says about Jesus that he endured the cross. And it's also found in verse 3, where it says, consider him who endured such opposition. It's all the same root word. And it basically means when you continue on and you don't give up, you do it all the way to the finish line. That's perseverance. The literal word for that is hupomoneo, which means standing up under pressure. Let me tell you something about endurance, by the way. Some of us don't understand really how important endurance is. This same root word is found in Matthew 24, verse 13. He who stands firm to the end will be saved. But notice what it says in James chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. It says this, because you know that the testing of your faith develops what? Perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You say, well, Pastor, I don't know why I want perseverance. Well, let me tell you why you want perseverance. You see, here's the thing. Without perseverance, you'll never grow up. In fact, the one ingredient that causes you to grow up the most in your Christian life is perseverance. In James, it tells us if you don't have perseverance, then you won't become mature and complete. Why? Because perseverance is doing what you know is right to do over and over, even when it gets hard. You see, I believe that a lot of us, as Christians, we've been believers for a while, but we're immature. We're still at baby stages. Why? Because we've never developed perseverance. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, I mean this. If every time you have a problem with someone in a home group, you switch home groups, that's not perseverance. If every time someone at your work is critical or it's a bad environment and you switch jobs, that's not perseverance. If every time you're mentoring someone and they don't quite finish the lesson or do things and you give up on them, that's not perseverance. If every time you sign up for nursery and you say, hey, I quit nursery. Why? Babies were crying. Could you believe that? I mean, I signed up and I just wanted peace and quiet, held little nice little smiley babies, but they cry. I quit. You'll never develop perseverance. You see, some people live their life quitting things every time it gets tough, and what happens is they never mature. They're always in a perpetual state of immaturity because the ingredient of perseverance is necessary to transform our character. Some of us are like this. We have a picture of a baby on the screen. Some of us sound like that. Spiritually, we sound like that. We moan and complain and we cry because things don't work out our way. God, why have you had me? I'm quitting. And what God is looking for is not that kind of mentality. God is looking for the mentality of a perseverer. And really, the image that should come to our mind as opposed to our baby is more of a buff, seasoned soldier. Someone that endures hardship, someone that goes through tough times and does not give up. Here's what God is saying. Let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out before us. Let me tell you this. You don't choose your race. Your race is marked out for you. So, Pastor, my life's a lot tougher than that guy's life. Well, guess what? You have your race, he has his. You say, well, if you were married to my wife, you would, well, you know, you have your race. Someone else has their race. Well, you don't know, my job is so tough. That guy's got an easy job. He sits back and just makes a lot of money and does nothing compared to what I, hey, you have your race, he has his race. Everybody has their own race. And your job, yeah, your job is to run your race with perseverance. Stop comparing yourself. Everybody has their difficulty. Your job is not to run his race or her race. Your job is to run your race. Let me ask you, how you doing at your race? How you doing? Are you persevering? Are you hanging in there? Are you running even though it's hard or difficult to run? Because that's what it tells us. I want you to run with perseverance the race that's marked out ahead of you. Now, they tell us that running a marathon, I'm not a marathon runner. I thought about it a few times, then I just go, okay, thought about that, and move on. And I've talked a few marathons. I have some buddies that have run marathons. They've told me about their bleeding feet and losing toenails and blisters and all this. You know, 26 miles is a long way to run, and it's grueling on the body. But I'm told that in running a marathon, there's two places where marathon runners make the main mistakes. Number one is when they start off. Because when you start off with a lot of adrenaline. I mean, you're like pumped up. I can do this. All right, man, I got energy. Thousands of people. Let's run. And so you start off faster. But sometimes they make a mistake of starting off too fast and you can't keep up the pace and you lose your win. Some of us are like that in our Christian walk, right? You get saved, feel like God has filled you with the Holy Spirit. I mean, you're super Christian from day one, right? And man, I'm going to lead everybody to Christ. I'm going to wear my Jesus stickers and buttons. I'm going to take my Bible to lunch, and everybody in my job's going to get saved. You watch it. You envision revival at your job, and your boss saying, teach me about the Bible. I want to learn. 3 months later, you're in a corner of the lunchroom eating alone. Now you're depressed and everybody's hard-hearted. Why? Because sometimes you start out too fast and you got to pace it. The other place where people make a mistake, and it's the hardest, is at the middle of the marathon, mile 13. Because halfway through the run, you realize, I have another 13 miles to go. I'm not a marathon runner, but I've been trying to get in shape since I hit 40, and so I've been jogging some, and this past week I did 3 miles, and it happens to me with 3 miles. I get to mile and a half, and I think, I got another mile and a half to go. You know what? I think I should stop right now. Or you know what? I'm not feeling that good today, because your body plays games with you because you feel like I have to run all this way. And some of us are like that in our Christian life. You've maybe overcome some incredible trial. Maybe you've just made it through one of the most difficult seasons of your life. And about the time you stop to take your breath, you're hit with another trial.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to our Straight Talk radio message called Running with Winning Faith. It's from Pastor Mark's series called Don't Stop Believing, The Power of Relentless Faith. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Our message is called Running with Winning Faith.
And you say, God, I mean, I don't think I can make it through another one. I gave every last ounce of faith and energy that I had just to get here. I was looking for a break. You don't have to raise your hand if you can relate. We waited so far and you say, I'm looking for a break, God. What's up? You say, I don't think my faith can make it any farther. But it's at that time that we need to remember what it tells us in Corinthians. God will never give us something, a temptation that's too hard for us to handle, but will always make a way to escape. God is always there with you. Always. And listen, I'm going to tell you the secret. It's at that moment of life, more than any other moment in life, that it's more important for you to continue to do what's right. Because what's happening, it's at that moment that perseverance is developed in your life. It's at that crucial moment that you're growing up, that something is being forged inside of you. It's called character. Something is making you mature. You don't necessarily come in and say, I can't wait to face this trial. I'm so full of energy. It's when you're like, God, I don't know if I can. You know what? I'm going to keep going. See, that's the key moment. Perseverance says, I'm going to keep doing what's right, even though I'm tired and fatigued and it's difficult, but I'm going to do what's right, because maturity is being formed in your life. And here's the third point. I'm talking about winning faith, what winning faith really does in our life. The third point is this. Not only does winning faith continue and presses on to the finish line no matter what, but lastly, winning faith concentrates. Oh, this is so key. Write it down. This is crucial. Winning faith concentrates on Jesus to stay in the race. Look at what it says in verse 2. And let us fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, this word, fix your eyes on Jesus, it has the implication of not just glancing at Jesus, but it has the implication of a concentrated stare. It means that you can't focus on or view a couple things at one time. You have to focus on one thing. Your gaze is stuck on one thing. You can't be distracted by other things. Last time I was at a Bulls game, the shooter from the opposing team was about to, he was at the free throw line, and he was about to shoot the ball, and all of the spectators behind the basket hoop, what do? They wave banners, and what are they called? The distractors, I call them. They just wave things around. Why? They're trying to distract the shooter when it comes his time to shoot, because they feel if he gets distracted, he'll miss. Have you ever done that playing basketball? Someone from the other team is going to shoot, and you say, hey, don't miss now, right before he's getting ready to shoot. You're trying to distract him, or someone coughs or says, hey, watch it. You're trying to distract it because you know if someone loses concentration, then they miss the basket. I read recently, by the way, do you know who is the best free throw shooter in the world? This guy shot 2,750 free throw shots in a row without missing one at one setting. You say Michael Jordan. No, it wasn't him. Definitely not Shaq O'Neal, because he misses like every other shot. He's a big guy, does other things well, but you know who it is? You've never heard of this guy. He's a retired doctor, 71 years old, by the name of Tom Ambury. In 1993, he set the world record with 2,750 shots straight without missing. And the only reason he didn't keep going is they closed the gym down. He was asked, hey, what is the secret of making so many baskets in a row? His answer, you have to put all other thoughts out of your mind. You have to focus. You see, when you're running the race, the faith race with Jesus, there's a point in time when you fix your gaze on Jesus. You can't get distracted. Why? It says, because he is the author and the perfecter of your faith. What does author mean? It means he is the originator. That faith comes from him. And since he is the source of your faith, you have to keep plugged in and connected to the source. And not only is he the source of your faith, but he's also the perfecter. That means he's the one that completes it. He's the one that perfects it. He's the one that makes your faith whole. So keeping your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, who, look what it says, who for the joy that was set before him, he did what, Mark? He endured the cross. Now why would he do that? Why did Jesus endure the cross? Because he knew what was on the other side. He knew that the resurrection was on the other side. He knew that he would make a door for you and I to be right with God. So for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. You know what it's saying? Do you remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed to the Father? What did he pray? Oh, God, let me go through the cross. Oh, I can't wait. Well, no, what did he pray? God, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. God, if I can do it any other way, but let your will be done. I mean, he wasn't looking forward to the cross, but he endured it because he thought on the other side of the cross, there will be joy. You see, there's a resurrection on the other side. There is forgiveness on the other side for people. I will sit down at the right hand of the throne of my Father on the other side. And it says, consider Jesus, listen, who endured the cross and he scorned its shame and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition of sinful men so that you do not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. Now, some of you have resisted a lot and gone through a lot. But he says, consider Jesus. Jesus was nailed, crucified, beaten, whipped. But he did it all because he knew in the future they would be good. That's what faith is. Faith is saying, I'm going to go through this because I know that there's joy on the other side. You say, well, Pastor, what if it never happens? It will. Either here or on the other side of glory. You see, you never promised that every single thing that you desire and hope for is going to happen here. Some of us don't receive the promise to the other side. Not everybody gets healed. We die. But ultimately, we all get healed. How many of you know that? So if you're struggling this morning, I want to leave you with this image. The image of Derek Redmond and his father, because I want that to be engraved in your mind. If you're struggling and you're limping right now and you're going through a tough time, I want you to know that there's a hand of a father around you right now saying, my son, my child, you are not alone. I want you to know if you're in the midst of some financial difficulty, some tough times, that you're not doing it alone. God has his arm around you saying, we're going to do this together. If you're in the middle of illness right now or sickness and it's really beating you down, I want you to know that God is right beside you. He hasn't abandoned you. I want you to know that if you're suffering through depression right now and maybe you see the future as one dark cloud, that you have not been abandoned. You have not been left alone. You are not running the race by yourself, but God is there and so is the cloud of witnesses. I want you to know that if you have a son or daughter that you have prayed for and believed God for and cried for and wrestled for and you feel like no one else cares and this child is going astray and I don't know what to do, I want you to know that you're not alone. And God has not given up on your son or daughter. He has not given up. And he's in the battle with you. Amen. I want us to close this time together with communion. And as we prepare our hearts to partake of communion, there may be some of you that are here that are in desperate need of reconsecrating yourself to God and saying, I will continue to do what's right, even though right now it's really hard for me to do it. Some of you need to tell God that. God, I will persevere, even though it's really hard for me at this time. Tell God that. God, I will persevere, even though it's really hard for me at this time.
This was the final message entitled Running with Winning Faith from Pastor Mark's series called Don't Stop Believing, The Power of Relentless Faith. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find helpful tools that will help you in your walk with God. If you prefer to have a CD of the message, please contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's first book, Unstuck, is also available for only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations throughout Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself. Thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again on the next Straight Talk for a brand new series. Have a great night, and God bless.